For businesses, home isolation will be a game changer. Employees can get overseas and back without having to compete for a spot in MIQ. The government's revealed it will start a pilot scheme next month, capped at 150 people, who must be citizens and fully vaccinated. The criteria will be announced on Wednesday, with expressions of interest opening on Thursday. Frost Fans, which provides equipment around the world to protect crops, is keen. CEO Andrew Priest joins me now. Hi, Andrew. Why would you be keen to get on this pilot?
Tēnā koe. Look, we're keen to be able to get overseas and see some of the distributors and customers that we've recently appointed and haven't really been able to have the chance to do that over the last 12 months or so.
And what makes you think you guys would be a strong contender? Because I imagine, like MIQ, these are going to be hotly contested spots, 150 people in total, so fewer companies.
Yeah, absolutely. There'll be some competition for sure. So, look, we have a particular technical install with the product that we do. So if we go to a new geography or a new area, it's really important we work with our distributor to make sure that the first fans installed are done correctly and done well. So that's part of the argument that we'll be putting forward to go. But in saying that, we understand that there'll be lots of businesses keen to travel, and MB have to make the call on who gets that priority.
So what countries would you normally be travelling to?
We'd be travelling to Chile, France, Spain, Portugal and Italy, and of course Australia.
And so what have you been doing?
Lots of Zoom calls, like everyone else. Lots of phone calls and discussions. Lots of emails. So you just get on and you make do. And we've managed to appoint distributors and get sales and do those things. It's just not as effective as if you have the chance to do that in person.
As you would imagine, when we do a story on this, and in particular this pilot tonight, we've had a flood of feedback, and some people call business trips, and this is one that's come in, international jollies. What would you say in response to people who think you guys are all just desperate to take an overseas trip?
Well, I guess I'd come back to the example I gave where we have to provide technical support to the newly appointed customers that we have, and to make sure that goes well so that we can continue to develop markets and sell New Zealand products overseas and not compromise that. So from my perspective, I don't think we're desperate to jump on a plane and go overseas because it's fun travelling for 27 hours. I think it really is quite critical to exporting businesses from New Zealand to do that.
So, Andrew, have you got staff who are prepared and ready to go, double vaccinated and happy to make the trip?
Yes. Yeah, we don't have a great number of staff that will do that. And, of course, the pilot is only for 150 people across 6 weeks anyway. So yes, we do have a number of people that are prepared to travel and have had two shots and are ready to go. But, of course, we've had to go through our own risk assessment of that as well. We're waiting for more details from the pilot program as well to see what it means to go to what geographies and in terms of the isolation specifics when you get back to New Zealand.
Yeah, and so what consideration have you given to where would you put your staff when they return to New Zealand?
Well, I think that depends on the government's requirements about the self-isolation. So if it can be at home and that person can isolate on their own at home, and if that's part of the guidance from the government, then that's what we'll be doing.
Thanks for joining us this evening. That is Andrew Priest, who's CEO of Frost Fans, and as you mentioned, pretty keen to get on board with that pilot of home isolation for businesses.